Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try the Ice Treaty Apiece Midwest IPA from Drekker. I don't know. Back Channel Brewing Company, I guess, collaboration. So on the back of this, malt to Pale Two Row Victory C10 Carafoam. So C10 is going to be crystal, a very light crystal malt in there, Two Row Standard. Victory, I think, I don't know if I've had a smash beer with that or not. I want to say it's sweet. I could be wrong. Now, thinking about that, I'm going to have to see if my local homebrew shop has that. So, CTZ, Motueka, Simcoe, and Superdelic? Never heard of that hop before. House ale yeast is what is used in this. 6.5% ABV. I paid $4.29 for this. Let me get the sticker off here. I don't think there was a date on this. Oh, there is. Canned 11/13/23, so 2 months old. So let's go ahead and get this open, get it into a glass. Obviously, I'm going to pour. It was coming out the top. Some of these... All right, I'm telling you the date, so it's 2 months old to the date I'm doing it. I'm sure I'm going to get questions in some of these videos. I've got so many preloaded that this is the middle of January. This might not come out until the end of February. So it's going to be a while. I'm doing that Christmas, the Advent calendar. I had a whole bunch of beers, and because that was 25 and I only put one out a day, just really stretched everything out, almost 24 days. So I've got 24 extra ones. But yeah, can art's cool. I'm not sure I understand. It looks like bodies with worms coming out. Into hands, like there's a body, then there's two hands up. So whatever, let's go ahead and smell. Wow, I'm getting ahead of myself. Off-white colored head, pretty much all small bubbles, getting some peaks and valleys, a finger of head. Orange in color, light burnt orange in color. I would say a little hazy, not to that medium haze yet. Man, I can't. Victory Malt, I wonder if that has a higher SRM, because I don't think a C10 would do that. Maybe I'm wrong. But I wonder if that Victory Malt is also. Carafoam is just going to give it head. So this, the head retention should stay. I use it in my New England IPAs also. Let's go ahead and smell. I would say some tropical, juicy, generic tropical fruit in there. Citrus, but citrus rind. More citrus rind than like a juicy citrus. I wouldn't say yet it's like a grapefruit citrus, but I think that's what it's leaning to. Like a grapefruit rind citrus. I want to say maybe a touch of onion garlic, since I know there's Simcoe in there. Yeah, but like a generic juicy fruit, then more citrus rind with a little bit of garlic onion is what I'm getting. And there's some sweetness. Almost, it almost comes off like maybe a bubble gum. So I don't know if that's from the yeast. Yeah, there's like a touch of bubble gum in there. But smells good. Let's go ahead and taste. Like a pithy orange with a grapefruit bitterness, like rind bitterness. But then there's sweetness that kind of mix in there. Pineapple? Yeah, like an orange pith, grapefruit rind, sweeter pineapple, but it's like a bitter pineapple. I think it's that citrus playing on there, like that grapefruit rind might be playing up against the pineapple to say it's like bitter, more of the inner part of a pineapple. I am getting a little malt in the back in the aftertaste. Like a malty bitterness in the back end. Let's say probably perceived bitterness is around 60-ish. Very smooth, easy drinking. Yeah, there's something like in the back of the palate. I don't want to say mango. I think I would go, if it's not pineapple, more like generic, almost warm tropical fruit in there. But there's bitterness, that grapefruit rind bitterness kind of building up. Not bad. I think it's kind of lacking at the beginning of the palate. Not very much. I'm not getting a lot up front. It's almost like a third of the palate is nothing. Then everything just blows up. Overall, not bad. I would go 3.75 out of 5 for this one. But, yeah, definitely worth trying out if you haven't had it. Let's go check Untappd. None of my friends have had it or checked it in. 553 people have. 3.8 out of 5. This is American IPA is what this is. It does not list the IBUs. For style guidelines, bitter, malty, biscuity, fruit, bright. Man, if I could talk. I'm surprised there's not like a citrus in there instead of biscuity. Like I said, I do taste a little grain, a little maltiness in there, and of course, nobody's saying anything. So, this is kind of older. Yeah, dry citrus rind, dried leafy flavors. I don't get that leafy flavor, but I could kind of see. So this person said this was an older can on date of 10/31. 10/31, and they recanned it on 11/13. Wow. Semi-bitter dry citrus rind. I could go with that in there. But yeah, if you haven't had it and you can pick it up, definitely worth trying out.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.